Hi, and a very good Thursday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. Well, we had a lot of sunshine to start the day off, but a lot of cold temperatures, too. The morning low in Albany was 11 degrees. It was 9 degrees for your morning low up in Glens Falls. So certainly a very unspring-like start to the day. Now, as we head on through this afternoon, we'll get some clouds that will continue to thicken up and move in as we head through the balance of the day. So that will cut down on our temperature rise, and temperatures today will wind up being a good 10 degrees below average for us here for this time of year. So we'll get into more of the forecast coming up in just a couple minutes. But speaking of averages, if you've been around the Northeast in March, look, you know that it can be awfully nice, and you know that it can be awfully not so nice. And these 2 years, this year and last year, really sort of accentuate that, because last year at this time, we're talking about the week of March 17th through the 23rd, so that 7 day span, our average temperature last year, high temperature that is, was 73.7 degrees, and during that span we set four record highs. Now this year, a combination of the temperatures that we've already had, the highs that we've already had, and what I've forecasted going into the weekend, we literally look to be at half of that, with average highs at around 36 degrees. So such is March in the Great Northeast, and by the way, we've had 8-plus inches of snow this week as well. It's been a pretty respectable March, speaking of which, snow-wise, officially in Albany with just under 20 inches. The good news is that, well, the good news if you're not a snow lover, that is that the storm that I've talked about yesterday looks to stay down to our south and not really get in our hair. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. Let's get into your forecast as we roll on into this afternoon. Again, after a sunny start, the clouds will continue to thicken up, kind of moving in from the south and from the west. And in essence, again, that will cut off our temperature rise, and temperatures will make their way up into the low to mid-30s for highs as we head through this afternoon. We'll have a little breeze out of the northwest, but not terribly breezy out there. So all in all, a pretty decent day in the offing for us here for your Thursday. Into the night tonight, the clouds will stick around. That'll keep our temperatures from dropping off as much as they did last night. So many of us will find ourselves in the teens for our overnight lows. Again, we'll call it about 20 degrees across the greater Capital District. And then into the day tomorrow, it'll end up being a day very similar to yesterday in that we'll have more in the way of cloud cover, a pretty gusty wind out of the west and northwest, and some snow showers to deal with as well as we roll on through our Friday afternoon. High temperatures once again into the mid and upper 30s. The breeze sticks around heading into the weekend, especially on Saturday, but the warm March sunshine will be around, so that'll be nice because the sun will feel good. If you can manage to stay out of the wind, you'll be in good shape there. Temperatures making their way up into the upper 30s and low 40s. And that'll be pretty much the case here on your Sunday as well, although we'll lose the wind a bit and temperatures will top out at around 40 degrees. So a great weekend upcoming to spend a little time outside if you want to hit the slopes or go for a walk or whatever you want to do. It'll be a nice early spring weekend to do just that. Then heading into next week, temperatures look to drop off in the middle of the week. But before that, I talked to you a little bit yesterday about the little bit of a divergence in the models, some wanting to bring some snow in here late Sunday into Monday, while others, specifically the more reliable European model as it's been, kept the storm down to our south. Now, the other models have sort of jumped on board with the Euro, and in essence, what that means for us is that the snow will not be an issue for us. Maybe our friends down around, say, Philadelphia, Atlantic City might have to deal with some snow. But again, not us here across the WAMC listening area. But if that does change, of course, we will let you know all about that. And then beyond Monday, temperatures actually look to drop off again, with highs getting back only into the mid and upper 30s as we head through the middle of next week. Of course, it is Easter week, it's Passover week, and it is going to be rather chilly as it looks now, even all the way through Easter Sunday, which is a week from Sunday. We're talking about temperatures at best as they look now, staying only into the low to mid 40s. So no 60s or 70s in sight yet, folks, but I will tell you the time is on our side. Before you know it, April will be here, and we'll be getting into some warmer temperatures, but not anytime soon. That's it for now. I hope you have a great afternoon. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.